29 years ago, March 22, 1994, a group of about 35 Fort St. John and area residents fasted for 25 hours this past weekend to raise money for developing countries. The Fast for Development and Peace operates like a walk-a-thon, with the participants raising funds through pledges and donations. It was held at Immaculata School, beginning Saturday morning and ending Sunday after Mass. Development and Peace member Lothar Torheiden said the approximately $2,000 that was raised will go to support projects in developing counties. During the fast, many of the participants watched videos about development work, shared in discussions, played the trade game, banana split, and attended Mass at Church of Resurrection. 39 years ago, March 22, 1984, Fort St. John's Irish dancers had a good day when 11 of them competed in the Prince George's Dance Festival. All of them placed, and 5 of them shared the trophy for the best team dance. "It went really well for us," said instructor Margaret Kelly. "We had a lot of support from the community too, which meant that all the parents were able to travel down to the contest with their daughters. As fundraisers, the dance team had put on a bake sale March 16, and a ceilidh on March 17, both of which were well attended. We were particularly pleased with the results because some of our prize winners were beginners," added Kelly. 45 years ago, March 22, 1978, Council will look into the possibility of making land available for the Child Development Center in the area of Centennial Park. Sherry MacDonald, on behalf of the CDC, spoke to council requesting land, stating that they are presently renting at the Peace Lutheran Church and found those accommodations very limited and inadequate. They are requesting land close to Centennial Park as it is close to the Rotary Health Center, the arena, and the Mackenzie Inn, of which they use the pool for therapy. Alderman Mucci commented that it was an extremely good idea and that she would be taking the matter to regional district. 52 years ago, March 22, 1971, more than 50 members and friends attended the annual general meeting and dinner of the North Peace Historical Society recently. The main program consisted of an interesting and amusing account of her arrival with her family and her life in the Peace Country in the early days by Jean Taylor and the reading of poems about the peace by Helen Robinson, Vera Lox, and Bernice McKeever. The meeting was efficiently chaired by Marge Davies and the old-time atmosphere was recaptured at the dinner, which was eaten by the light of kerosene lamps.